I gotta leave.
All right, we're on. We're recording. What's up? We're recording, guys. What's up? It's Date Fails. It's me. Hey, it's Kate. Oh my God, this is like a special episode. I feel.
I know it is because like we already went up. We are a little buzzed. And like it's cool because like every time I hang out with you, you always tell me like some smooth shit.
What do you mean smooth shit? What did I say that was smooth? You mean what was
no,
smooth?
No, it's kind of like you ask me these questions and I'm kind of like, I know you know the answer. And then I tell you my answer and then you up it up. And I was like, hey, fucker, you knew it.
Do you mean when I ask you about like dating advice?
Yeah.
And then you give me the answer and then the answer isn't what I want to hear. Yeah. So I try to make it into a better answer for me.
Yeah. It's like I feel like I'm selling you. I feel like I'm selling you the guy you want to hook up with. Like, no. Upgrade that shit. I want lower gas mileage on this floor.
My favorite thing is to talk to guys about guys.
Well, we know guys, but I don't know. I'm not trying to say guys are different from me, but I learned not to hate on guys, and I get more pussy like that.
This is so true, because I was just telling you how I have a friend who always cockblocks me, and I get pissed as fuck. And the thing is, like, as a guy, when you hate on other guys, it's such a turnoff.
No, it is a turnoff as well. Even Killer backed it up.
Killer is backing it up. Yeah, Killer is angry.
Yeah, he's like fucking haters.
Can I just say, first of all, I need to introduce you. Guys, listen. I got to say to the listeners, this is my second buzzed podcast in a row, and I'd like to apologize for that. But the reason that we're doing this right now is because the guy I have tonight is one of my favorite comedians and one of my favorite people. Like, you are legit. Wow. No, you are. Like, you have such good energy. I love hanging with you. From night one when we met, I was like, this dude is dope as fuck. You're, like, just so cool and real.
Thank you. You know what? And it's right back to you because, like, you know, you're funny and, like, no disrespect, but you're hot. So that's, like, threatening. But it's, like, cool as fuck because it's, like, you kick it with me like a celly.
Thank you.
Yeah, like, you're like a celly that I had. You know what I mean? You always yeah. It's, like, I'd give you my soap if you needed it.
Isn't comedy funny because it's, like, the only profession where you have to say to a girl, like, no disrespect, but you're hot. Like, in any other job, you'd just be, like, you're hot. And a girl would be, like, thank you. But in comedy, you're, like, I'm sorry, but you're hot.
Yeah, and it's fucked up because we don't have no HR, so I couldn't get fired for it.
No, but it's fine. You know, but the thing is, like, even if we were talking about this tonight, because we were talking tonight about comics that try to bang girls, like, female comics, and I was saying, it doesn't really bother me because, like, I know my level and when I hook up and when I don't. And I rarely hook up with comics, but I'm always flattered when anybody hits on me. It doesn't matter if it's a comic or a trash guy.
I mean, fuck, I don't know what it is to be hit on like that. And
yes,
like,
you do.
I mean, I do, but it's like you got a different pace. Like, if I was you, I would be mad if I went to Starbucks and nobody tried to buy it for me.
I don't get mad at Starbucks, but I do get, I'm not going to lie, I get a little irritated some days. Oh my God, this is so embarrassing. Here's how I know I'm buzzed. I would never, ever tell this. I get a little irritated some days around 6-7 o'clock at night if I realize no one hit on me all day.
Wow.
I go, man, today I went to Starbucks, the gym, dinner, you know, wherever else, an audition, a meeting, and not one guy asked me out. And I kind of get low-key offended. And then I go, God, Kate, what the fuck? You're such a narcissist. Like, it's one day. Like, no one has to hit on you every day. But it starts to become where if guys hit on you a lot and then they don't, you start to go, like, what happened today? Was it me?
No, it's just the level you've set yourself. Because I get that because I DJ at a strip club. And the whole day, one of the girls will always fuck with me. Like, hey, homie, when you gonna give in?
Are you serious?
Yeah, they're like, hey, dog.
The strippers?
Yeah, the strippers lately, they've been like, hey, dog, like, I've given you 500 this last month in tips. Can I get some dick?
Shut up.
Yeah, they're like, I don't even buy my husband shit. And I was just like, look, I don't want to give you dick because you're taking dick to give me that money.
Wait a second, though. Are the strippers porn stars?
No, they're not porn stars, but they are on the low. They're like continuation school porn stars.
They're like porn stars in training.
Yeah, no, they're not in training. They're just doing it with like without the camera and all that.
So they do it. Do you guys have a champagne room at your strip club?
No, we don't have a champagne room, but we have a VIP room.
What's the difference?
VIP and champagne is different because in a VIP room, when the girl's naked, no one's asking questions.
Oh, they can do whatever they want?
Well, it's a nude club because there's no alcohol, so girls are naked.
It's so funny. So, okay, first of all, before I go any farther, I got to introduce you. I haven't even said who you are.
I love
it. They're
going
to know, though. They're going to know because it's in the name of the podcast. The name of the podcast will be George Perez. It's
going to
be the
name of the podcast.
But guys, this man is hilarious. He's got a podcast. It's called, what is it called?
George Perez Stories, GPS.
Yes, which I was just on, which was such
fucking
a blast.
Fucking murdered.
Please, you're a murderer. We did a show together tonight in Orange County that George just, I had a good set and I was like, that went really well. And then George went on stage and fucking annihilated the room. He's so funny.
No,
you were amazing.
It was, hey, man, I don't know if it was amazing.
You got a standing, you basically got like a standing ovation.
I couldn't get a standing no because there's too many trolls there. They didn't want to fuck up their creases. But it was fun. But look, people, this is my homegirl right here. I would not do this shit with no one else.
Aww.
After partying. And like, dude,
We've been drinking a while.
Hard though. Like, look, we did our podcast and then we're at the store together. You did the factory. Then you went to Alaska.
Yeah, I went to
Alaska. You're back like 2 fucking days and we're going at it. This is what I love. Like, we're on edge right now, people.
We are on the grind, man.
Straight
we're on
up.
Our hustle.
Our That's, dog's laying down. My dog's laying down. He's,
George's dog is done and we're still going.
Yeah.
Fuck killer. By the way, George's dog, I just want to say, is a very, very small. Is it a poodle? What is that thing? Cock-a-doodle?
You know what? I don't know what he is.
What is a cock-a-doodle? Did I just make that up?
Yeah, that's a bird.
Is that even a real...
That's a bird. Cock-a-doodle's a bird. But right. I think he's a miniature poodle.
His name is Killer. He's like the tiniest white, curly-haired, just sweetest dog. And you know I'm terrified of dogs, right?
No way.
I'm so scared of dogs.
Wow.
And
you date a lot of them.
Yes, well, thank you. Yes, I do. By the way, that's what I was going to say. So when we were in Alaska... we went to a strip club called the Alaskan Bush Company, Red Van and I.
Wow, Alaskan Bush Company.
It's like a famous strip club in Alaska, apparently. I mean, I don't know how many. There's like 4 strip clubs or 5 in Anchorage, and which is crazy. But up there, it's like full nude and alcohol, which is like...
Wow.
It's got to be like Rape City. Like, that seems so dangerous to me that the girls get fully nude, and then they walk out the back to their car, and everyone's like allowed to turn up. But I've never seen a stiffer drug patrol in my life than at this Alaskan strip club.
What do you mean stiff drug patrol?
Okay, well, first of all, I do want to say, not to shout out myself, but if I was a lesbian, I would have cleaned up. Because I got hit on by 3 lesbians at the Alaskan Bush Company strip club so hard. The one girl was like blowing up my phone. I gave her my number.
Oh, shit. Why did you give her your number?
Because I gave her my number because I was with a bunch of dudes and I met her. And I didn't realize right away that she was hitting on me. And I thought she'd be fun to go out and party with later. And the guys kept taking me to places... that were guy hangouts, and I wanted to go where I would meet dudes, you know?
Yeah, you were vulnerable.
Yeah, so I gave her my number, and she was blowing up my phone. She was sending me, like, hot photos and shit. Like, she was trying to get with me, and I almost did because I was so horny.
Wow, bored and horny?
Bored and horny in Alaska, and there's a million hot guys, but they all had girls with them, and I didn't bring a vibrator on the road, and I'm not going to lie, I was bored.
That's crazy. But you know what's crazy? Let's just go back. You said you went to the bush.
The Bush Company.
And it's weird because it's Alaska and it's cold as fuck. I would forgive a girl for having a hairy pussy out there. Because it's cold as fuck. I know you got to keep the cooter warm.
Are you into hair there or nothing? What do you like?
Fuck. I'm going to be honest with you. I am not...
Please.
I am into any pussy that's warm, clean, and tight. If it has hair, fuck. Well... Who am I to say anything?
Sometimes, guys don't care?
I mean, it's not that I don't care. It's sometimes I don't shave for a couple weeks because razors went up.
Razors did go up.
Yeah.
Razors are so fucking expensive.
Razors are like gas prices. Pretty soon we're going to start bombing companies for razors.
That's why I started getting lasered. You should get lasered.
I'm scared to get lasered.
Why?
Because fuck.
Dude, I do
Only
it.
For you I would say this shit, but when I was in prison, I got like a tattoo around my dick.
Oh my God. You have a tattoo around your dick?
Well, it's like a tramp stamp that goes down and around.
Is it weird that I just got turned on by that?
No, that's why I did it.
Because what does it look like?
It's a crown. So when I tell girls, you ready to get knighted?
Shut the Yeah. Are you serious?
No, yeah, because I remember we were in there all bored, and like when I was in prison, like they put you on this thing called lockdown, where there's no movement for 30 days. So the homie was like, "Hey, dog, I want a tattoo on somebody," and I was like, "Hey, I got 10 bucks."
What do you mean no movement? You can't leave your cell?
Well, you can't leave your cell, but I lived in a dorm at this time, so there's 100 people. All you could do is leave your dorm to go to the restroom or to work, because we were on lockdown, and. The homie was like, "Hey, I'm doing free tattoos," and he liked me, and I was like, "Hey, homie, I used to have a girl's name, like by my dick."
You had a girl's name near your dick.
Fucking Kate.
You got it removed?
I didn't get it removed first because it said Mia, and then I fucked up and I put Mia Ma. That means my mom in Spanish. Because I was like, "I don't want this bitch's name on me." And then this guy was a good tattoo artist, and I like crowns. Like, I got a crown tattoo on my arm.
Yeah, you have dope tats.
Thank you. They're all prison. And
these are all prison tattoos?
Yeah, all prison tattoos.
Holy shit, you guys can't see these, but these are, like, beautiful. Like, I always imagine prison tattoos look terrible.
No, it's the you know, when you're in prison, you get a tattoo from someone you love, from someone you appreciate, and it goes back and forth. So it's like, it's not like a shop. You make an appointment, you leave, they take a picture of you, and then they fucking, it's like... They floss you and then, dang, get out of here. In prison, it's more like, "Hey, homie, you're down. Like, I like you. Let me bless you."
Are you serious?
Yeah, and I was like, all right.
Is it... I have so many questions about prison, by the way. Like, one of the reasons I was so excited to have you on is because prison is fascinating to me. First of all, you know, we've talked about this. I love guys that have been to jail. I have a thing about it.
It's the bad boy thing. I don't know.
It's the bad boy thing, but there's something about... My dream guy, well, you're kind of my dream guy. George and I can never date because he hates that I have opinions.
Yeah, you're too much of me.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, like, all you need is a dick.
What? And I would be you?
Yeah, you'd be me with, like, no tattoos.
I'm not shit. You with a
Whole
dick.
Whole Foods George.
All natural. I am not you with a dick. I really don't think I am. But
look where her confidence is at, people.
Listen, I'm not as confident as you.
Yeah, that's what I don't know. That's what I got you on, but you
I
got me on
it.
Looks, so that's why I got to be more confident.
I don't think so. George is really hot for the people listening at home. He's very sexy.
Ladies, if you know how to sneak into rooms and make it look like the screen never got cut off or ever broke, hit me up.
Oh my God. Wait, hold on. We got to back up. I want to just talk about you.
Prison. We're on prison.
So, first of all, how did you end up in prison?
Wow. Before I was a comedian, I was a gangbanger.
Okay.
And, like, I mean, I was a gangbanger, but I was responsible. Like, I had a job. I took care of my kids. But at night...
You already had kids?
Yeah. I had
when
a kid
you were
at
gangbanger?
18.
I know you were married like me, right?
Never married.
You were never married?
Never married.
You just had a kid young.
Yeah, I just...
The son I met. Just
yeah, like, George is my first son.
He is?
I've raised him since he was 4 years old.
By the way, hot as fuck. Just FYI.
And he's tatted up like his dad.
He's
it's weird.
He's so hot, your son, and he's here
it's
with a girl.
Weird.
We showed up here tonight. I want to get you to get back to this in a second, but we showed up tonight. This is so funny. And his son is with a hot chick. And then we came inside, and his son and the girl are sitting on the porch. And then the son came in to make a drink with me in the kitchen.
Oh, shit.
And I said, "Hey, your girl's real cute. What's her name again?" And he goes, "I can't remember."
It's like his dad.
And I go, "What? Are you serious? Is this a joke? You don't know her name?" He goes, "No, maybe you should find it out."
Wow. No, like this is the weird part, because how you said it, like, we came to the house and he had a hot chick, and it was weird because I showed up with you, and in her head she was like, "Damn, your dad's pulling chicks like you." It was weird.
And then okay, but back to you. So you had your son, and then you started gangbanging later?
No, I gangbanged when I was 14 first.
Oh.
I was probably 13 and a half, 14.
Where?
In Orange, in my city. It was weird. Like, we started off not gangbang. We started off, like, as a party crew. But we were all gangsters. I didn't want to bow down to another gang, so we started our own shit. Then I got to the point where other people started fucking with us, and we had to shoot back. Like, we had to compete with other people. And after that, it just turned into what we were.
So you started your own gang by accident, basically. Yeah, you had to defend your turf.
Yeah, no, not turf, just like...
your crew.
Not crew, like, you know, you go to parties and there's other people with groups and they outnumber you, they outpower you. So we were like, fuck that. Like, the gang I belong to, we all knew each other since kindergarten, elementary. It was friends.
You're like family.
Yeah, and I still hang out with
these guys. That's how Joey Diaz is. Yeah. Joey Diaz is still friends with everybody he ran with in high school. I'm like, dude, I know one person I went to high school with, and like we talk once a year max.
Yeah, no, like I hang out with all my friends from elementary, junior high, high school.
So what'd you get busted for that you got actually locked up for?
I got busted for a grape assault. Great bodily injury, and since I was a gang member, they called it street terrorism.
Wow.
Yeah.
So hot. Just kidding.
No, it's fucked up, dude, because they wanted to give me 7 years, and they only gave me 3.
But what you guys have to know about George is you were, like, one of the nicest guys I've ever met. You were the nicest guy. Like, legit, we've been friends now for a couple of years. George has never tried to step to me. He's never been inappropriate with me. I've never seen
him. I've always, like, checked you. Hey, fool, calm down, man. Don't try to wrestle fools.
He does. He does. And you're like, I've never seen you get aggressive with anyone, or, like, you're so sweet and stuff. So it's so hard for me to imagine you doing anything that you get sent to jail for. But here's what's about to happen. George and I are going to take a drink break and do shots. Yes. And then we're going to come back and we're going to, I want to hear all about what it's like to be a single guy in prison. That's fuck my
it.
Next
let's
question.
Do it.
All right, hold up.
Hell yeah, you read my mind.
I kind of had a feeling. I'm like, George is going to need a break. Okay, guys, we're back. We took a drink break. Do you feel good?
I mean, I feel good, but like I'm jealous because you have like a huge drink.
I know, I'm drinking like tequila and George is drinking like a light beer.
Yeah, but that's just how I am. I like beer, you know what I mean?
You're a beer guy. But I feel like we have an equal... By the way, the best part of this is that to the audience, we didn't even take a break. We like... I love when I come back from a break, I'm like, so we're back. They're like, bitch, you didn't go anywhere. That was...
No, it's weird. We did take a break, but we took a break like if we were on Channel 7. We went back to the dressing room, got powdered up, checked our phones, and talked shit about real life, and then came back.
Can I tell you how insulted I get, by the way? It happens every once in a while on Instagram. Someone will write to me and go, you should be a weather girl. And I'm like, go fuck yourself. Yeah. Like, I get, not that there's anything wrong with being a weather girl, but I get so insulted when people think that, like, that's my best chance at, like, a career in show business is, like, reporting the Los Angeles weather.
Well, I mean, I see how you see it, but I know why they're saying it. Because they're like, hey, dog, like, you have the look to tell us if it's going to be hot or cold.
What the fuck is that? In L.A., okay, for people in other parts of the country, though, here's the thing. In L.A., the weather girls, for people who don't know, all look like strippers. Every weather girl is hot as fuck in L.A. They're all like... No, they're all like hot strippers. They all have their tits out. They're all bleach blondes, every single one. It's not like that in the rest of the country. They're just like anchor looking chicks, anchor woman.
Yeah, I mean
girls.
And you could tell it's the guy that's talking to you. It's a guy that doesn't have gift of game. It's a compliment that's common. It's like, homie, you read this shit in a Snapple bottle. You can't be telling it to girls.
George and I were just talking during the break, and I was saying to him how when guys DM me and they say, like, you're pretty, or I'd love to take you out, or I'd love to buy you a drink, or I'd love to bang you, or whatever they say, I don't answer. But when they say you're so funny, I always answer. And how if guys would compliment women, if you find a compliment that a woman's not used to hearing, like if she's super hot, say something about her being funny or smart.
Like,
or
you
whatever.
Know what? I like your throwback Thursday picture. You were good at pottery in seventh grade.
I'm also into pottery. Let's do that together.
Yeah. I mean, fuck. I mean, it's hard to be a guy right now. It is.
Really?
For me, it's hard because it's like, you can't say, if I was to tell you that, like, hey, Kate, I like the way you fucking roll your pants. I like the way, you know what I mean? It'd be more creepy than saying.
I'd be like, George, I don't roll my pants. What the fuck are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about.
It'd be like too serious. So like, I don't know what it is.
But when you tell a girl, you find the thing she wants to be good at, and that's what you compliment. That's what I do with guys. I look for the least obvious compliment, but something I know will flatter them. That's what I do. So like, for instance, like you have great tattoos, but chicks probably compliment your tattoos, you know, all the time, whatever. I would look for something on you. Like if we met, that you probably don't hear often.
You'd be like, hey, George, I like your eyebrows.
I would. I'd go, where do you get those threaded?
I do get them threaded. That's the weird
you
part.
You do?
Yeah.
You get your eyebrows done.
I have to.
Where?
And they don't even hurt.
No, it doesn't hurt. I got mine done today.
I get them done down the street. There's this Indian lady that does them for me.
I love that you get your eyebrows threaded and you're talking about it on here because so many guys don't take care of their, like, body hair.
Well, that's something I learned in... I didn't learn it in prison, but it enhanced me.
Please tell me that in prison you were getting your eyebrows threaded, because no, I will die.
You're not getting your eyebrows threaded in prison, but like everything, you have to be the sharp, you have to be the best groomed, clean, iron. So in prison, like I used to shave my arms, my fucking, not my ass, but my balls.
Really? Why?
My stomach. Because you just want to look so, like you're representing your race.
Really?
Yeah. And the cleaner you look, oh, shit. The cleaner for everybody else.
Okay, I want to talk about prison. I am fascinated. I want to date a guy in prison. I'm on a website called Meet a Prisoner. Have you ever heard of it?
Yeah.
Were you on there?
No, I was on an original website. It's called Mokul.
Hold on. Someone's here.
She's talking about prison and somebody showed up.
Time out.
Let's go.
Okay, we had to break because the dog was barking. Okay, back to prison. I want to know everything about prison, okay?
All right.
So, when were you in prison?
I was in prison from 2006 to 2009. And you know what was weird?
Wow.
Is I got locked up the day after Felipe Esparza's birthday. We did a show together. And I remember, like, I got him a cake and he blew it out. He goes, hey, dog, my wish is for you to still be here. Then I got locked up the next day and he goes, I told you God don't like me.
Wait, but you knew you were going away, right?
I knew I was going away. I didn't know I was going away as I was fighting it at court.
Oh.
And then like the jury, like it was the final day the next day and I was like, I ain't gonna win this shit. Like, I mean,
wait,
you know.
You were in court and you were out with Felipe that night?
I bailed myself out. So I was partying.
So you were allowed to go out and party? And then...
It's not that I wasn't allowed to go out and party.
Oh my
You're
God.
Allowed to do anything as long as you don't get locked up again or
till you're
leave
guilty.
The country.
Were you doing drugs at the time?
Yes.
Are you allowed to say that?
Yeah. I mean, it's done. And it's weird.
So when you went into jail, you basically went out, you partied all night, and then the next day you went to jail. You went to court, and then you lost, and then you went to jail. They take you straight to jail.
I'm going to give it to you like a man wouldn't give it to you. So I partied my fucking ass off with Felipe. It was me, Felipe, Edwin, and all kinds of other comics. And then I came home and kicked it with my kids. Oh. I didn't have my daughter yet, but I kicked it with my son, George and Andres. And I took him to school and I was like, look, daddy might not come home tomorrow. And they were like, what do you mean? And I was like, check this out. And I spit it to him. And then I remember just going to court. And it happened, and then I got to make that phone call, and I, dude, it's so weird. And I called them, and I remember my son, he was just like, don't trip, I'll hold it down. And it was like,
no way.
Yeah, but like, I knew I still had a chance because I got a lawyer, my own lawyer afterwards, and I was like, he was like, hey, we're going to appeal this, and good shit happened. I was supposed to get 7 years, and I got 3.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you have a girlfriend at the time?
Fuck. Kate.
What? I'm making you tell me real shit.
Don't judge me.
Tell me real shit, bitch.
I had a girlfriend at the time.
And
I had a girl pregnant.
Oh, fuck. You're like the last guy I dated, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Only he had a girlfriend, a girl pregnant, and me.
Yeah. No. And this is the crazy part is like the girl that I had pregnant knew I was with the other chick.
How did that happen?
Because I left her before I knew she was pregnant. Then I found out. And I didn't think I was going to get locked up. So I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'll be a good dad. I just don't
Wait, you were you had a girlfriend and you had a side chick, basically.
I didn't have a side chick. I left my baby's mom. I didn't know she was pregnant.
Oh, okay. You left her and then you got with your girlfriend. So you weren't cheating on your girlfriend
no,
with her.
No,
oh, that's not... No. Why would I judge you for that? So you went from
no,
one
No, this
chick-
is the fucked up part.
Oh,
as I was kind of leading them on. Because when you know you're going to get locked up, you want as many assets as you can have.
And women are assets. Yeah. Women are assets in prison.
You're not assets, but you're just like, fuck, man. We're lonely. Like,
you're going to be bored and lonely.
If I was in prison and I was your boyfriend, I wrote her a letter every day.
Dude, that's why I want to date a guy in jail. Like, they're the best boyfriend.
We appreciate women so much because they're taken from us.
So, like, basically, a guy in jail is going to give you so much attention. He's going to write you all the time. And then you go see him every once in a while. You have hot jail sex. Did you have conjugal visits?
No, you can only get that if you're married.
What?
Yeah, that's only... Because it would fuck it all up. Like, it's sacred. You know, when you're married, you get conjugal visits. And it's cool because it's like a come up. Like, if you were my wife and we did a conjugal visit, I would be like, all right, babe, look, bring me this razor. Because you bring your stuff in, I bring my stuff in, and I can take your stuff. So, like, if you were my wife, I'd be like, hey, we're size 12 Nikes. Yeah, and then you would leave with my shoes. And
for
then
real?
It's how it is. I mean, you have to make good at anything in front of you.
Wait a second. So, if you go to jail single... You cannot have conjugal visits with any women unless you marry them.
Yes,
unless you marry them. So, ladies who are listening, if you want to get married, here's the secret. These guys in jail are desperate to fuck. You get one of them to propose to you. What if you're in jail and you propose? Can you get married while you're in jail?
Yes, they come in and they marry you in jail.
And that way you can have conjugal visits.
Yeah, and you're allowed to bring one guy as your best man.
Oh, my God. But another
Kate,
prisoner.
Yes, Kate. There's a flip side to this. You know what I was thinking? I was like, what about all the girls that are in prison that don't get no dick? Like, that would be the perfect relationship
I would
for me.
Kill myself. Like, I would literally, the girls that hang themselves in jail, that has to be why. If I had to go 1 month, I can barely go a month.
No, you can.
I go insane.
You can't, dog. I went 3 years.
3 years with no pussy.
And I wasn't even thinking about it sometimes because I was like thinking, what am I going to eat? Who's looking at me? Who wants to fight? Like, you're on, like, defense survival mode.
Okay, I have so many questions. Okay, hold on. We're backing up. So, when you were in jail, did you have a roommate in your cell?
Okay, we're going to... So, when you first go to prison, you go to this thing called the county.
Okay.
You go to the county jail, and I was a high-risk inmate, so...
Really? Just for beating someone up?
Well, I always had priors. I'm all... Like, you don't understand. Like,
what were your priors? Did you ever kill somebody?
No, but I was involved in murder. I was in...
Wow.
Like, I already had 2 gun possessions. I had fucking fighting in public. Like, I already had shit.
How did you end up being so nice and sweet?
I was always nice and sweet. It was just when guys try to fuck with me, I had to defend myself.
This is so hot to me. Yeah. I'm like, George is my dream guy ever.
No, I am, but I'm not.
No, you're really not.
So check this out.
Only because you have a girlfriend.
And you have too many opinions.
No, I don't. I would lose all my opinions for us to date.
No, you would have
them. I would quit comedy.
Like, you'd be the kind of girl, like, if I dated and shit, we'd have to do, like, no, you wouldn't. I'm sorry.
You know what, in real life, if you and I dated in real life, for real, I think we'd be an amazing couple. By the way, George has a girlfriend who I love.
You're not even at all. And she loves you too. Oh shit.
It's fine. Yeah. We're fine.
Oh shit, something happened on the yard.
She does love me too, and I love her, and I would never disrespect. No, I don't go after another girl's guy.
No, but you know what's
you
cool
and I
about
would,
you
is would be
you
good.
Said this before on another girl that I had.
I did?
Yeah.
Another chick?
Yeah, I was with some chick before.
I don't remember her.
And I remember her going, that girl doesn't even know what you would do to her. I was like, fuck, you don't know what she'd do to me. Like, I already know you.
Yeah.
You're me, but you're like a Jason Bourne me.
I am?
Yeah, like, you forget shit, and, like, once it happens, you react. Like, oh, shit, I didn't know I could do that.
That's the best compliment ever.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's just how it is.
Yeah, but, I mean, this is the thing, real talk. I think that what's funny about you and me is that you're kind of like me in the sense
I
that
am. I know it.
I know,
see it.
Because you're kind of old school. You're kind of old fashioned. Like, guys always think, like, there was a guy I was just dating, and he totally was like, you're not what I thought. I thought you were going to be, like, wild and crazy and let me do whatever I want. And you'd
oh,
be,
wow.
like, fucking lots of people, and this would be, like, an open situation. And I was like, no, I come off that way, and I am wild. And I like wild. But when it comes to a guy I care about, I get real old school. I'm real, like, I suddenly want, like, the guy to be, like, loyal, and I want to be loyal. Like, I'm real different.
You're
the same.
No, but you would hurt me for that. Like, if I was to date you, I'd want you to be as wild as you were. I'd want to see that. Like
with you, not with other guys though.
No, but not even that. Like if you were my lady, I'd want the Kate that's right next to me right now. That wild motherfucker being funny. I don't want that conservative chill back shit.
Yeah, but you would want me to do that with you. But a lot of guys I date, they're like, oh, go do your thing.
Yeah.
I'm so tired of guys thinking I'm like just a chick that's like, I'll bang you and whoever else. Like I want somebody to be like, no, I don't want you to bang everybody else. That's fucked up.
You're like the Tesla. We only take the parties. Like, take me to the grocery store, dog.
Yeah.
take me to the park. Ah, that's fucking funny.
That is funny. I'm going to use that.
That's you.
That's funny.
That's fucking
really
funny.
It's true, though.
And you know why I say Tesla? Because you can drive yourself, eh?
And I do multiple times a day.
But look, Kate, this is why you wouldn't want to date me. Because I have these, like, playerisms in me. Like, I know I can get away with shit. And this is what fucked me up. So when I was in the county jail... Mm-hmm. They both came to visit me at the same time. Like, they made me choose right there.
Wait, they both came to... Visiting hours happen once a day and they both showed up?
When you're in the county in California, you can get visits in the county Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay.
And they both came on Friday and it was weird because, like, they give you half an hour to get ready for your visit. And I remember... I just got done shaving, so I was like, I look good. I had a good jumpsuit on, and I walked out.
Jumpsuit wasn't orange.
Yeah, it was orange, but it was clean. It was baggy. It was nice, and it was the girl I was dating when I came out. I was like, "What's up?" And she was just like, "So what's up? How you doing in here?" I said, "You know what? I mean, I'm dealing with life. I don't know how I'm doing." And one fucking minute later, she hits me with that like, "Hey. We need to settle shit right now." And then my baby's mom came in.
Holy shit.
And she came in like 4 months, 3 months pregnant. And I was like, what the fuck?
You didn't know she was pregnant?
I knew she was, but I thought she was lying. Like, you know when they tell you and you think you're lying?
No.
Okay.
No, that's never happened to me, George. I've never had anyone call me and go, I'm pregnant.
So I made a decision right there. I just told the girl that I was dating. I go, look. You're cool. I like you. But at the end of the day, I'm a family dude. And she's having my kid. And, like, I'm going to be with her. If she don't want to be with me, then...
Wow.
Maybe we'll see what happens later.
So you left the girl you were dating for the one that was having your kid, even though you were not that into her, obviously.
I know. But at the end of the day, you know, you like... Prison will set you fucking straight.
Is that what happened to you? Because you seem so... Like, I can't imagine you ever going back or doing anything.
No, I'm not going back, but it's hard because I have to fight all the like the things prison taught me. I have to fight people being disrespectful to me where they're not really disrespectful. It's just prison code, you would get fucked up for that.
Wow.
So I have to fight all that. And it's cool, man. I mean... Prison matured me. It made me respect men and women and humans in life. And I'm just, dude, if you be negative with anything, you stay set back. So I took prison and made it positive. Now I'm moving
forward. That's what's so funny is that, like, because people are going to listen to this. And then people who don't know you yet are going to be like, wow, that dude did a lot of crazy shit. But what's funny about George is, like, you're the most, like, not only are you one of the nicest guys I know, but, like... I think of you almost like a brother. Like, you give me the best advice. We're on the road together.
Yeah, I am your
brother.
You
watch my back. Yeah, like, you're such a good dude. And you're so fucking sweet. I talked about you.
Thank you.
I think I talked about you on here or some of these podcasts. Because when you and I podcasted together,
I fucking love it.
I noticed we podcasted. So it was an hour podcast, but we took like three breaks. And during the breaks, you were texting your girlfriend. And I was thinking to myself, like, dude... I want a guy that cares about me enough that in 1 hour when he's breaking on a podcast, he's like thinking of texting me, even when there's another chick sitting in the same room as him. Like, you're just like an amazing person.
Well, you know what? It comes from her being a good chick too. And like, I don't know. I wasn't always like this, Kate. Like, I fucking matured and I grew up.
Do you have a friend for me?
I do, but they would fuck you up.
Like, what? What do you mean?
Yeah, like, if you fuck one of my friends, we're not... Okay, hold
on.
What
would happen?
I'm not trying to disrespect any homie or gangster, but, like, Kate isn't the girl we date. She's the girl, like, we fuck when we're married.
Don't say that!
No! Let me just say it.
I just said
you're the girl that we fuck when we're
depressing.
Married. I know, but let me tell you. You're the girl that we fuck when we're married, and then, like, we get mad at our chick for not being cool, but we realized we didn't let you do that. Like, gangsters, they're not used to a girl with opinion and being all out. Like, you're the breadwinner.
This is why I'm going to be single forever, because guys see me. I literally tonight.
No, you won't. You won't be single forever.
Literally tonight texted a guy that I told you about, and I said, guys always see me as a good time and never as a relationship chick, and it makes me fucking crazy.
You're the
and
Tesla,
you're saying
dog.
The same thing.
No, I'm telling you what my homies would do. Prisoners would do.
Oh.
That's it.
Other That's only guys, prisoners?
Yeah, because, but at the same time, though, we or they would try to use you because...
Why wouldn't they just date me? I'm a good catch.
It's not that. It's we're selfish. We go back in there for what the rewards of everything of life has to offer in and out of there.
Fine. I'm not going to seek a prisoner. Yeah. I'm going to get off the meetprisoner.com dating website that I got on because I thought prisoners were the perfect catch.
Now, you know what I'm going to do? Is I do comedy at this place called Homeboy Industries.
Okay.
Homeboy Industries is this guy named Father Greg Boyle. He's like an old priest that takes care of all these gangsters in East L.A. And like they sell salsa, chips, and bread to like Rouse and all these big places that he helps them work.
I've heard of it.
I'm going to take you there, do a show, and let you see what's really up.
Those are all, it's going to be all like convicts? Who's going to be there?
Yes, that's all that's there.
Yeah.
It's parolees.
Yeah, I want to do a jail tour.
Oh, no.
No? All right, listen. We need another break because George's beer is empty. We're going to come back. We're going to finish this shit up. Hold up.
Oh my God. We don't give a fuck.
This is funny. Every time we take a break, we drink another shot, and then we come back on, and I just go to George. I don't remember what we were talking about. So if this is slightly incoherent, I just want to apologize.
No, but you know what's really better, though? Kate, is what? Like when we take a break, we have these like real stories.
We have deep talks on the break, and then we go, why are we not talking about this on the podcast? We should just drink the shots on the podcast.
I mean, I'm down, but it's like we're doing like a soap opera.
I feel that.
And we're more vicious in the makeup room.
Dude, that's always how it is. You know, when I was working on my Playboy TV show, I used to tell my makeup girls the craziest stories about these guys I would go out with. Sometimes like really famous guys, sometimes not famous guys, but I would tell her the craziest shit and she would go, do you know how many stories I hear? Like the makeup chair chicks in Hollywood.
Poor things.
Dude, because you forget. They're working on you every day. You start to feel like you're good friends, but you forget. You don't know anything about this person. They're doing your makeup. But imagine if you were a makeup artist in Hollywood for 1 year on just different movies, like freelance and TV shows, and then you wrote a book of all the shit people told you. That would be a top seller.
Yeah, that'd be weird. You'd be like, I can't make this up.
That's a great title. Someone's gonna steal that now. Fuck.
No, it's patent right here.
There's something I do want to talk about, which we're gonna get into the deep shit because we do keep talking about deep shit.
No, let's go deep.
But before we go super deep, I gotta ask you. So you're in prison for 3 years, so you can't have sex. Jail, not prison. Jail. It's
well,
different.
I was
right?
in jail for 9 months, then I went to prison.
What's the difference?
The difference is insanely different because when you're in jail, you don't have no belongings. You don't have a TV. You don't have real shoes. Like, it's just like a reception for when they're going to send you off. And you can't take nothing with you.
You just hang out in jail waiting for prison, basically?
Yeah, you're waiting for your prison sentence.
Wow.
Yeah, and it sucked because you don't get to go outside. There's no yard. And,
at all?
Yeah. And when I was in the county jail, I was in a maximum security cell. So I was in a 2-man cell on a 23-hour lockdown.
For 9 months, you didn't get to go outside?
No.
Holy
I went outside
shit.
Twice. One because it was a fire drill and the other one because they gave us yard.
I would honestly like... Going outside for me is like meditating. Like, you know how people do meditation?
Mm-hmm.
For me, I go to the beach, I surf, I hike. Today I played soccer. Like, I have to go outside every day or I lose my mind. I would literally go insane.
Well, we're already insane, so it's...
Well, yes, but I would go more insane.
Well, I understand you, but imagine being in prison and then you look outside. You don't go outside, but you get to see it. So it's so beautiful. And then when you
hit, what do you see? Like the parking lot? Like how beautiful can it be?
The prison I was at was right off the freeway by my house. That was fucked up.
In Orange County?
Yeah.
You were in prison and there's a prison?
No, I was in jail first at the, I was at the Orange.
Okay.
What's that shit called?
There's a jail in Orange?
Yes. I was, it's at the, God. I was at, no, where was
Isn't that where Cal State Fullerton is, like a college town?
Cal State Fullerton is in Fullerton. The Orange County Jail, mm-hmm. I was at OCJ. It's okay. At the block off of Chapman. And they made it, before it wasn't a high-risk jail,
mm-hmm.
but the city knew they would get more money for the budget, so they made it high-risk.
So you're there 9 months, then you go to prison.
Then you go to prison.
And then prison was better. It was an upgrade.
Fuck yeah.
It was like a 3-star to 4-star hotel. What?
No, it kind of sucked, Kate, because I went to prison on Christmas Eve.
Aww.
Yeah, it was.
No Santa in there?
No. it's Santa.
No
money
presents?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to sit on nobody's lap.
Holy shit. Oh my God, did you get hit on in prison?
No way.
Did guys ever come at you?
No, because I was in general population, and in general population, there's no, that's against the rules. There's no.
I'm pretty sure it's always against the rules.
Yeah, but not like how we have it. That doesn't go down.
It doesn't at all?
At all.
In Gen Pop? Where does that go down?
It goes down on the PC yards. Protective custody. Snitches, rats,
protective
liars.
Custody, that's yeah, where
special
it happens?
Needs yards is what they really call them.
Oh.
It's like people going through sex changes that they know are going to be fucked with.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's sad. That's
a little sad. Look. Prison isn't a place where sad exists.
Okay. Fair. That's
prison
fair.
Is like I thought about this the other day.
Yeah.
Prison is kind of a dope place because if you hurt kids, they'll kill you.
Really?
Yeah. Like
it's like vigilante justice.
If you're a rapist, they'll fucking kill you.
Really? Rapists are hated on in prison?
Fucking kill you.
Good.
If you do anything like that to hurt another person that's not a gangster, they'll fucking kill you.
Wow. Like,
we have rules where it's like, hey, dog, you're either with us or... No, there's rules. What's that movie, John Wick, Part 2? I remember he goes, if there wasn't rules, we'd be animals. And I love that. Thank you, Killer. You know about the rules.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So, you're in prison 3 years, no sex, no assault from other men. That's good. I'm glad for that.
But you know what's crazy is I didn't have sex, but I knew 2 girl guards wanted to fuck me.
Really?
Yeah. Killer!
Hang on. All right, the dog stopped barking. Sorry.
I know. But that's why I love Killer.
A killer likes to interject in the podcast. That's
no, he does that on my podcast too, and like, he lets you know when people are coming.
Yeah, your dog is very small and dainty, but he's like a legit watchdog, and he looks like a chick.
So yeah, that's fine. He's a
stalker. That would be like a girl bouncer. I used to want to start a business of hot
that's
girl bouncers.
So funny.
Well, think about it. Like, if you go up to a bar and there's a bouncer who's like some big tough dude, and you're kind of a dick, you might step to him. But like, if you're a hot chick bouncer, no guy's gonna try to fight you.
I try to fuck you.
You just flirt with him to get him to leave.
Come on.
Come on, baby. Let me walk you to your car.
And grab my hip.
Anyway, okay, back to the girl guards that wanted to fuck you. I didn't even think of that. So how often do female guards hook up with prisoners?
Well, I mean, I don't know the accurate number, but I know everywhere I've been, a prisoner has made staff. Like, they have this thing called in-staff.
Okay.
Like, you're not a guard and you come, like, you're a dentist or an x-ray. Like, you work it. And the prisoner will write, like, if you were in there, I would have tried to get at you. I would have wrote you letters every day.
If I was
poems.
A guard?
Yeah, I wrote you poems.
Maybe I should become a prison guard.
Shut the fuck up.
Listen, I'm just trying to find a guy to write me poems, George. If I have to become a prison guard, I will do that shit.
Yeah, but if you get caught, you're fucked.
Fuck, if I get caught what?
If you get caught
talking
with this
to
prisoner.
Them?
And then as a prisoner, like, say you're a guard, if we get caught having sex... All you need to say is I raped you. And
how hot would that
done.
Be, though? That'd be so hot.
It'd be hot.
It'd be the hottest.
It would.
Prison sex to me is like a dream.
Nah.
I dream about it.
It would be hard as fuck, though.
Why?
Because.
Where do you go to do it?
I don't know. I never got to fuck
You never
a guard.
Got to do it?
No. Like, but there was 2 guards in there that were girls.
Were they hot? Or just like
one
sixes,
of them,
but you elevated them in your
no.
mind?
One of them was like an 8. or a 9.
No way. A 9?
Check this out. She became a 10 to me one day. Hey, look, I'm going to put you on blast. Officer Mendoza. I was with you at CRC in Norco. I was on the 2 side, 2 yard. No, Kate.
Oh, my God.
She would flirt with me.
Uh-huh.
Because, like, when I was in prison, I had aftershave. And then I would buy these oils and mix them and make cologne.
So you're saying you were, like, the best smelling prisoner?
No, but I was clean and she knew me already.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, I used to watch you do comedy at the Ontario Improv.
Shut the fuck up.
Because this prison bar was by Ontario.
Did you ever do comedy in jail?
Yes, I did it in jail.
Shut up.
I did it like a lot.
So this prisoner knows you as a comic and
this
cop. This cop, I mean, knows you as a comic and she's hitting on you.
Yeah, but and it was weird because I had a, when you're in prison, for you to make movement, they give you an ID and on the back of your ID, it's an assignment card. And that assignment card lets you know from 2 to 3, I'm allowed to be at the library. So she worked where she checked the cards and she'd always be like, why are you always at the library? And I was in there reading books about comics or anything, trying to stay in the game. And she was always like, hey man, you don't belong here.
Wow.
8 months later, this bitch became a counselor.
A prison counselor?
Yes.
Okay.
So now she's no longer in the green outfit.
So now she's a 10?
She's in a dress.
Come
a
on.
Blouse.
But was she, let me ask you something, because I used to talk about this. Like, sometimes I'll go to a place where there's a whole lot of guys, and I'm super single, and I'm really in the mood to flirt with someone. And I'll look around the room and go, all right, the hottest guy here is a 7. But in my mind, he just became like a 9 or 10 because he's the hottest guy here and there's no other option. So I elevate them in my head and make them hotter. Like, do you think there's a chance that she was like a prison sick? This is like when guys say you're hot for a comedian. And I feel like that's like saying you're like the cutest rat.
No,
like, no one is hot.
Yeah, no. I mean, look, I understand what you're saying, but I'm a picky motherfucker.
And she was a 9 or 10.
She had green eyes, brown, blonde hair, dark skin.
Damn.
Tits, ass. And dude, she's a cop.
She Why didn't you hook up with her? She's
because
flirting with you.
I would get more time. It'd be like, you could never throw it out.
Oh, if you got caught?
Yeah.
Oh,
but
shit.
Check this out. So I was coming back from the library one day, and she was drinking like, this is the first time I ever seen it. She was drinking that nutrition water, that 50 cent water.
Okay.
And I was locked up and came out.
Okay.
And then she goes, hey, are you thirsty? I'm like, yeah, I'm real thirsty. I was thinking she was going to let me go use the water fountain.
Yeah?
And she gave me it.
Oh, is that a big deal in jail?
That's a huge deal.
It is?
Yeah.
Fitness water?
Yeah.
Wow.
I went back to my, like, where I was locked up and I shared it with everybody.
It's like she gave you her Letterman jacket.
That's funny.
She's like, that's a really big deal. You're getting the only fit water.
But
damn,
this is where it gets crazier is... They're not cops in there. They're called COs, correction officers. And you shift rotations with dorms. So where I was at, she was there in the daytime. And I showered in the daytime. And every fucking time I was in the shower, she would walk in there and just give me this look like...
Shut up.
Yeah. And
she was checking you out.
Yeah. And
George is hot, by the way. Yeah. I don't know what you look like naked, but I can tell it's good.
Back then, I was completely ripped. All I did was
work out.
You're
ripped now.
No, back then I was ripped.
Sure, because if you're in jail, that's all you're going to do.
Yeah.
I don't know why. You know what I've always said? I don't understand addicts who go to like Malibu to go to rehab and they go to like Promises. If I was a drug addict, I would commit some crime that would be just enough where I wouldn't hurt anyone, but I'd end up in jail for 30 days so I could detox and do my time in jail, get in great shape, read. It's basically free rehab.
Yeah, but you're not an addict with privilege like they are. They're addicts with money and all that. So they have to go to Malibu to get the privilege recovery.
I mean, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Can you get on the Wi-Fi in jail? Is there
no,
Wi-Fi?
No, there's no Wi-Fi.
There's no Wi-Fi?
No, there's none of that shit.
So how about these meet a prisoner guys on my website? How are they getting online?
You
can't tell?
There's rumors that people sneak cell phones in there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You think you'd get caught charging a cell phone in your cell?
No. There's ways of everything. So now let's go to this other
cop. He blushed. I just want to say that he blushed when he said rumors, which means it's definitely true. And he probably had one. But
I did. I'll show you a picture of me in there.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we're going to...
Now we're going to the other cop that was aggressively trying to fuck me.
Okay.
So I'm walking in the hallway with 20 fucking other inmates. We're going to breakfast. And she throws me on the wall. Perez, spread your legs. You got to spread your legs and they search you. And then she's searching me, but like in my shit.
You could tell.
Yeah. Yeah. And then she was like, hey, have you ever done comedy in Merced? And I was like, yeah. She named the venue. She goes, you fucked one of my friends.
Shut up.
Yeah.
And that girl must have talked about him. Yeah. Like, hey, it was so good in bed.
I don't know what it was, but.
Hilarious.
Like, she was the shit. And she used to run our dorm at night. And she would always walk by and, like, rub her tits by me. Like, because my arms would hang out. And they never come close to an inmate. They always keep a distance from you. And every inmate seen it, they're like, dog, you need to do something. But I was so scared. I was scared.
You didn't want to do more time. You had a kid on the outside. You had a kid coming on. Yeah. Yeah, I get it.
I was like, I want to get up. I don't want to be here no more. I wanted to go on fucking stage.
I'm proud of you.
Oh, thank
you.
I'm
glad you got out and you didn't submit to fucking the cops.
You know what's fucked up, Kate, is I'm glad I went in because it humbled me. I got everything handed to me early in this comedy game, and I was getting big-headed and getting locked up. Humbled me, and that's why I was cool, but now I'm way cooler.
One, you're amazingly funny, we're gonna shut this down soon. We've been doing this a long time. It's funny, you guys on the outside are gonna hear like a 50-minute podcast, and on the inside, George and I have been here for like 3 hours chilling.
Yeah. No, we've only been here for like an hour and a half.
Yeah, but we did a comedy show before this, where we started talking, but like. Seriously, you're so funny, but what's great is, like, I kind of get it because it's, like, it's almost like I've dated some really fucking terrible people that I've really caught feelings
that
for.
That shocks me.
Yeah, no, but this is the thing is every experience you go through that sucks and, like, really whatever it is, like, prison, not that prison is, like, dating a bad guy, but whatever it is that, like, sucks in life. There's always, like, a positive you can take out of it. Like, I feel like every situation I've been in, like, even going through my divorce, like, was really hard, but it makes you stronger. And then you come out of it on the outside and you go, oh, here's the shit that I learned in here that now I'm applying. And, like, for me, it's like I wouldn't have my whole career if I hadn't been married for all that time.
I believe that. You know what I mean? To me, you being married was another prison. That's a prison I cannot relate to. And you can tell because you've broken out of that shell.
It's so funny that you said that because I now have all my like videos and photos and stuff with my ex-husband private online so people can't see it. But you know, when we were together, it was obviously public. And right after our divorce, I met a guy who I'm just friends with. We're still friends. And he watched this video of me and my ex on a trip together. And he goes, it's crazy you guys were married for 10 years because when I watch this video, what I see is like you being this wild, crazy, free spirit who like wants to laugh and have fun and him being very like reserved and serious and conservative. Yeah. He goes, that must have been the craziest experience for you to live in that for so long. And it's true. Like, I think that's why when I got out, I spent a year like straight up partying and being crazy and like hooking up. I did, but you know, it's like, you're right. In some ways, a bad relationship is the same as jail. Yeah.
I don't think what you said is correct. I think you already knew how to commit to a bit. Like, your marriage was a bit. You're like, I'm committing to this shit works.
For 10 years, I'm committed to this shit. I really was. But
you're just a good girl. I mean, you look like you're about values and wholesomeness, and that's where it came from. So that's what's up.
I try to be.
You know?
George, you're like the fucking best. I'm so
No,
glad
you're
you
the best. You know what sucks? Is this the first podcast I do when I'm like, don't push stop.
I know. I want to go longer, but it's like, it's late. I want to get into real shit. The one thing I didn't ask you that I ask everybody on my podcast is like the worst or weirdest date experience you've ever had, or the worst sex, or the craziest bitch, or just anything that went terrible. Besides, although I got to say, a really great date fail is your girlfriend and your baby mama both showing up at jail at the same time. Like, that's pretty epic.
Yeah.
Do you have anything worse?
I have way worse.
What do you got? Tell me a story.
I remember being so fucking drunk when I was like 17. I had sex with a girl that I thought was fat and she was pregnant.
Shut up.
Yeah, and it was weird because, like, we fucked at my junior high.
You were, wait, you were 17. How did you end up at the junior high?
Because we were at a, because I was from a gang, and my gang's by my house. Wow. And she came from Santa Ana, and it was just weird. Like, my homies were like, where are you going? I'm like, she wants to go for a walk. And I just remember, like, it was weird.
You thought she was just heavy?
I didn't think she was heavy. I was just like, the tits are firm, the ass is firm. And, like, cholas wear baggy clothes.
Well, that's not that bad, though. What's wrong with fucking a pregnant chick? They need it. They're horny.
I know. It was just the weirdest shit to me. And it's haunted me forever. Because, like, we fucked where I used to, like, smoke cigarettes when I was little. It was just weird. That's my date fail.
I think fucking at junior high is hilarious. I never had sex in my junior high, but here's hoping. It's not too late.
No, we did it by the handball courts, and I remember like gravel was in my ass. It was some weird
sounds
shit.
Hot. Sounds really hot, George. Yeah, well done.
I'm a weirdo like that.
Well, you're the best. Everyone, y'all need to follow George at George P. Comedy. He's so funny. He's got an amazing podcast that I was just on. And I got to have you back because we talked about such deep shit on the pauses.
No, I know. Look, like, we're doing this and we're going to do it mine and yours again because there's chemistry here.
There's so much more.
Like, if we were in North Korea, me and you would have made a rocket already. There's a lot of chemistry here.
There really is. Guys, follow George at George P. Comedy. Check out his podcast. It's called what again? I'm going to fuck
George
it.
Perez Stories.
George Perez Stories. He made me tell some fucked up shit.
You got down and you still owe me the threesome story.
I never told the threesome story. These guys have heard it, but your people haven't. So, guys, follow me at Kate Q Funny. Follow All Things Comedy. Check out my Patreon, patreon.com/KateQFunny. And I got a bunch of road gigs coming up in July and August. So check out my website, katequigley.com. And I love you guys. Thanks for listening. Bye. Thank you.
Take a shower. White power.
Yeah. Woo.
Hell yeah. One more cigarette. And-